Hello, I'm Elizabeth Hamilton, and I'm a volunteer guide at the Victoria and Albert Museum. And here we have a bearded dragon lizard. This gallery is one of our smaller galleries. Called the Cabinet, it is designed to reflect the 17th century enthusiasm for collecting. The displays show precious objects which would be shown in cabinets, meaning small rooms, or carefully designed pieces of furniture. Such objects might include works of virtuoso artistry and craftsmanship, strange natural phenomena, and rarities from around the world. This bronze cast of a bearded dragon lizard stands proud on a table of activities designed to introduce us to the interest in art, science, and collecting. You're welcome to touch it. The lizard is a life cast, meaning that it was not modelled, but cast from an actual lizard. Life casts were popular in 17th century collections as they represented a fusion of nature and art. Andrew Lacey, the sculptor who made this cast, has captured all the details of the original creature. It has spiny scales arranged in rows and clusters. The broad, smoother triangular head has deep eye sockets on either side towards the mouth and nose. The term beard refers to the sharp scales around the chin and to the underside of the throat. The four legs are bent in a crawling position. The scales here are rather smoother. Each foot has five irregular toes like fine fingers. Notice that the feet are not identical, and the front feet are stubbier. The tail narrows to a blunt end. Bearded dragon lizards come from Australia. Our lizard had died some time before the cast was made. We could not use the European lizard because it is now illegal to collect them. The whole surface of the activity table is cast in bronze from a liner cut illustration by Alexis Snell. The lizard is set on a leafy bed with flowers and insects. To its right is a game, similar to Snakes and Ladders, but showing the ups and downs of a 17th century collector. Beyond that, there is an ocean with ships and an octopus and shells. Rising out of the ocean is a globe. To the left of the lizard is a small case with a clockwork tortoise and a small gilded sailing ship on wheels. Beyond that, there is another bronze surface. It has an illustration of the Garden of Eden, inspired by a painting by Jan Brueghel the Elder, dated around 1600. This hangs on a wall nearby. Animals and birds of the world, as known then, feature in a lush leafy jungle: deer, monkeys, leopards and parrots and toucans. Enjoy your encounter with a bearded dragon lizard, and we hope you will explore the activity with all the enthusiasm of the discoverers of the 17th century.